thankful for our children and our youth. I want to ask you this morning, do you have anything that is very dear to you and you try to protect, you try to take care of to the very best of your abilities? I'm sure that there's things in your life and things that you have that is very special to you, and you do all that you can to take care of them. This Bible right here is very special to me. I use it quite often. And most of the time when I use it out here in the sanctuary, you normally don't see me carrying it in this satchel, this messenger bag. But when I go somewhere with this Bible, I carry it in this bag. You say, well, why, Brother Lamb? Well, this Bible was printed in 1917. It's around 108 year old. It's fragile. It's delicate like me. It needs protection. So I carry it in this bag because I know that it's not as durable as it once was, but the Lord has blessed us with the means to be able to take care of it. And I tell you, dear friends, the Lord has blessed you and I today to be able to take care in a tremendous way to bring Him praise and glory as we walk down life's way. This life that we live should be very precious to us. Our witness and our testimony should be very precious to us. It is something we should guard and protect to our greatest means. When I thought about that this past week, you know as well as I do that the devil desires to be a drink of water to a drowning man. He desires to cause problems, to create havoc in your life and in my life, in all of our lives. So you and I today, we need protection. We need to take the utmost care to be all that we can be for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our message thought today is this: a firewall of faith. A firewall of faith. Now you that are with us today that are pretty tech savvy, you know what a firewall is. Most use these firewalls in computer systems to ward off and to prevent unwanted users making access, because they can cause all types of problems. And I thought about that. I thought about that a great deal. Because, listen, our adversary, the devil, who walks about seeking whom that he may devour, has a desire to access your life. He has a desire to cause you problems and heartache and pain and suffering. And it's God's will that you and I today do all we can to protect our witness, that we can use our witness and our testimony greatly in the world that's around us. It's God's desire that you and I today safeguard, do all that we can so that the enemy is held at bay. Dear friends, if you have your Bibles and would like to turn with us, look, if you will, today at the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 11. Lord willing, today we want to be able to look at one passage of Scripture from the book of Hebrews chapter 11, the chapter that is known by one and all as the chapter of the heroes of faith. The writer of Hebrews writes, verse 1, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Oh, dear friends, as we've read verse 1 of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 11. Dear friends, I want you to know the circumstances that led to this writing. For you see, dear friends, in the early church, the Christian movement began to thrive. Judaizers and people who was far from the will of God began to infiltrate the church of the living God. And they had a desire for the those that were in the church to take the old ways, the old law, and mingle it with grace. And I was reminded on how important that it is that they, like we, put all the safeguards in place to prevent the devil from having access into our lives. For the Bible says in Matthew 5 and 17, Jesus said, "Think not that I've come to destroy the law of the prophets. I came not to destroy, but to fulfill." But what was Satan desiring to do in that day is the same thing that he desires to do in our day. Cause problems, cause hardship, and to hinder us in such a way that our ministry won't thrive, grow, nor prosper. But I tell you today, the Lord has blessed us to put things in place so that we can rise above and bring Him honor, praise, and glory. God has. The Lord has. And our faith is the key. Our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ enables us to rise above. That word substance, that word substance here has to do with real. It's real, dear friends. Our faith is real. You may not be able to see it, but I can tell you today, just as Jesus was ministering with Nicodemus in John chapter 3 and talked about the wind blowing. You can't see the wind, but praise God, you can feel it. My faith, it sustains me, and your faith sustains you, and your faith and my faith, when it's applied to our lives and the ways as pleasing to God, it will hold the evil one at bay. What was so important for this church? This church was to apply all that God had made available to them so that they could be about the Father's business each and every day of their life. Well, the same holds true in this dispensation of grace. You and I today are to put into place all the things that we need in our lives so that we can bring glory, praise, and honor to the Lord. You say, why is that so important? Why? Jesus addressed that in the Gospel of John. John chapter 10 and verse number 10, he said, "The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy." But notice here what the Lord Jesus Christ said. He said in verse number 10, "I am come that they might have life, and they can have it more abundantly." If you put the spiritual firewalls in place and hold the devil at bay, I tell you today, the abundant life can be yours, and you today can thrive in this old hellish and evil world, all the while sing the praises of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and being about, praise God, the Father's business. But I tell you, if the old devil can access, if he can penetrate your heart and your mind, he will create problems, havoc, and discord. He will bring about a sense of peace that's false peace. He will bring about a fall that is hard and very crushing. I want you to understand something today. It's Jesus' desire that we today, that we thrive and that we cherish and that we embrace the abundant life that can come from Him. Jesus said, I have come that they might have life and that they can have it more abundantly. Oh, dear friends, when you think about a firewall and the benefits of a firewall, you no doubt, like myself, will say, that's what we need. You know why? Because the evil one attacks you. He attacks me day in and day out to cause you and I today problems and to hinder us. If Satan could hinder that church in the day and time of the writing of Hebrews, the witness and the testimony of this group of believers would be suppressed. And I tell you today, when you look around, you will see so many in our world that is suppressed. Why? Because the evil one has made access. The evil one has took control. The evil one has set a presence in the heart, minds, and souls of many. Jesus said in Matthew chapter number 13, in verse number 25, he says, but while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. Oh, dear friends, all Satan wants to do is infiltrate and to set up a job that brings you pain and suffering. I tell you today, the old devil, he's at the job. He's well aware of your whereabouts and what you're doing. And when he finds a moment of weakness, that's when he pounces. Jesus said that while men slept. You say, well, Brother Lynn, we all got to sleep. Yes, we all got to sleep. We all got to rest. But I tell you, if we will allow the Lord Jesus Christ to bless us with a firewall of faith, I tell you, we can rest and be content. Praise God in His will. Pull up some of your PCs and it will say that it has tracked so many people that it's trying to make access to your system. You find there that there's all types of reports where hackers tries to bring about pain and suffering to one's life. I thought about that so much. The preventive measures that we do in our jobs in different places is very great. But how many of us are doing what's needed in our spiritual walk with the Lord? It's available. I want you to understand something. The old devil, the old adversary, old Lucifer himself is more dangerous than any force in this old world. Can he cause pain? Oh, yes. I've seen this past week some pain that the devil can cause. So the writer of Hebrews spoke about faith is the substance of things hoped for. Evidence of things not seen. Oh, dear friend, the writer of Hebrews is saying, if you put your faith and your trust in the Lord and know through your faith, it's a sure thing. It's not hopeful. It's something you know. You will have a blessed assurance in your life and enables you to thrive. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And that no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Oh, dear friends, I have that hope. I have that blessed hope. That hope, praise God, is mine. But you know something? When we sleep, when we slumber, the old evil one has the desire to make his way. When you and I today find ourselves in a time of spiritual weakness, that's when the old devil desires to pounce. I thought about that a great deal. And how important that it is for you and I today to put all that's needed to be in place in our lives. Because I tell you, you and I today are not always on the mountains. Sometimes we're in the valleys. But praise be to God, the Lord Jesus Christ, He's not just the God of the mountains. He's the God of the valleys and all points in between. What has God blessed you to have access to? Paul said in the book of Ephesians, in Ephesians chapter 6, in the verse number 16, look what he says. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. He didn't say some. He said all. What's he talking about, dear friends? He's talking about the faith of a child of God in the midst of an attack. Listen, you're under attack. You're under a trap. The devil has a desire to attack you, to manipulate you, and to have his way with you. And I tell you, he is having a great and mighty cause among us today. And when we look around us, we see the very effects of his attacks. The writer of Hebrews was saying, faith, hope was the substance. Hope in Jesus Christ is real. That's what they need. That's what we need to be able to thrive in this world of sin and decay. Hebrews 11 in verse number 1 is the very start of the Heroes of Faith chapter, and it speaks about those who strive to be obedient to the will of God in the midst of suffering and hardship. What enabled them to thrive? It's the same thing that enables us to thrive. Our faith in God. A firewall can do a great thing for your computer system. A firewall can do great things in the general technical scheme of things. But it pales in comparison to what God can do and what God desires to do. People says, well, I'm so subject to fail and to flounder. On again, off again, hot today, cold tomorrow. Why? Why is that? Does it happen to just you? No, it's happened to me. It happens to us all. We're this old flesh. We get weak. We get downtrodden. Life stresses and woes seem to take its toll. But I tell you today, on the authority of God's living, breathing, precious word, the Lord has gave us what we need to strive. He has. Let a virus come to your computer and it'll crash. You'll do all kinds of backups. You'll do everything you possibly can do to get it back online. You say, well, I don't want to be hacked. They'll steal my personal information. Listen, dear friends, the old devil who's hacked us all at one time or another knows as much about us as we know about ourselves. He knows our weaknesses. He knows our failures. He knows our shortcomings. And he knows what to look for. But I tell you, child of faith, if you put a firewall of faith in your spiritual walk and in your spiritual life, I can tell you, you can hold him at bay. You say, how do I know that? I know that because, listen, if I start with prayer and I do as old Paul says, I pray without ceasing. You know something? I may have problems. I may have hardships. I may have woes as I walk down life's way. But the Lord God Almighty has enabled me to have that shield of faith to hold off the fiery darts that comes my way. And I tell you, friends, if we're obedient to the will of God and we'll do what the Lord would have us to do each and every day of our lives, our days will be better. I got to start with him. I got to end with him. I got to do all that I need to do to be all that I can be. We sometimes are slaves to technology. We are. I told somebody the other day, a few days ago, I said, I remember when I was a youth minister, didn't have smartphones, didn't even have a cell phone. I had a pager. About 30 or 40 kids in that youth group, and they paged me all the time. I never thought that much about it. About on the road, and I said, one of the kids is called, sometime to them or their mom, I find me a phone, I'll call. Now, without these, it's like we're alive. We become a slave to it. And I don't know about your Apple or your Android or whatever, but every once in a while mine says I got to install an update. Install it at night. Why? To get other things going. It means something. No, man, I better do that. I better do that. That's important. I tell you today, dear friends, the Lord Jesus Christ has a desire to install an update in our lives. Do His will. It's important. It's important. It's very important. What are we going to do? How are we going to act? Boy, there's just so much that we don't know. But praise be to God, there's some things that we do know. Our faith makes all the difference. Then and now. You say, well, the society's changed. Yes, it has. But the Lord changeth not. I had to go to the dentist the other day to have a crown put on. I'd about rather take a trek through a snake den than have to go to the dentist. But I had to go. He said, you're going to be 2 to 3 hours in the chair. He said, you want gas? I'll take anything you got. Anything. Don't matter to me. Bring it on. I want it. But I went in there. And they said, Lynn, we'll be with you in just a minute. I said, fine. Go ahead and take a seat. Okay. Place was crowded. This right here is all I say. I mean, that was it. That was it. Everybody was concentrated on their electronic devices. And I'm not saying that to be negative. I'm just saying this today. We need to be concentrating and focusing on our Lord and Savior, Jesus, in the day in which we live. The writer of Hebrews was telling them that faith, their faith in God will sustain them just as it sustained the heroes of faith and walked down the hardships of life. The Lord God Almighty is the same today as He was yesterday, and praise God, He will be forevermore. Wow. Wow. We're treading along. Let's allow the Holy Spirit to install a firewall of faith. To give us that comfort. To give us that protection. You say, well, Brother Lynn, I don't need it right now. Everything is going good. Everything is glorious. Well, I want to tell you, before you get in your car, something tragic can happen. Something hard can happen. Something difficult can happen. I'm just thankful. I'm just thankful that when the trials and the hardships of life come our way, we've got protection. We've got protection. The Word says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You say, well, I don't have it. Well, the Bible also tells us that we have not because we ask not. If we seek, we'll find. If we'll knock, it'll be opened to us. Listen, whatever you need to be about the Father's business, He's made available. That's what the writer of Hebrews is saying to the church. He knew the Judaizers. He knew the legalizers. Had a great influence. Had a lot of pomp, splendor, and power. But it paled in comparison when he put up that stronghold of faith that they had in the Lord. The way it is in our lives today, friends. That's the way that it is. The thing about it is that you don't have to go to the Lord and just set up a backup. That backup's readily and available. That backup is a sure thing. That backup, you can have confidence in. You read and you study Hebrews 1 and 1. You can preach a series of messages just from that little passage, because it is so rich and it is so deep. The writer of Hebrews, whether it be Paul, Peter, Barnabas, whoever wrote it, we know that the Holy Spirit authored it. We know that the Lord had made available what was needed in their life. Now, you get your phone or you go home on your PC or your laptop and you look at it and it says that there's an update to be installed. Listen, you have a choice. You can do it or not do it. You don't have to do it. But if you don't do it, you can rest assured that sometime down the road you're going to suffer the consequences. That's the way it is with the Lord. You can do it or not do it. But if you look around, you will see where that people has suffered the consequences. Why? Because of that one who desires to have access to brain problems. Just because you're a member of Pine Hill Baptist Church, just because your name is written on the church roll, just because that your name is recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life, doesn't mean you ain't subject to attack. Now, I'm going to take my precious little 1917 C.I. Schofield Reference Bible, and I'm going to put it right back in its little caddy right here in my messenger bag. It may not make it till I get to Clinton, but I'm going to try to protect it if I can. God is trying to protect you. God is trying to protect us, to help us. Because, listen, it's because He loves us. He's always making things available to us. That's how the Holy Spirit speaks to us. Always making things fresh and anew because He loves us. Because He cares for us. You might say, well, listen, I'm pretty far gone. I'm a mess. Well, you know, you go home and you can always hit reset.
You can always reboot it. Some of us might need just a spiritual reboot for the Lord. But listen, a firewall of faith will make a tremendous difference in our daily walk, in our daily talk, in who we are. God wants to perform in us so that we today can perform for Him. So today, dear friends, look where you're at. Look where you stand. Look where you need to be so that you and I can be all that we can be for the Lord. Let's stand to our feet.